Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Ryan Girdler, Dave Riccio, James Graham, my name is Tony Squire, and what a great pleasure it is to welcome to the show the Raiders coach, Ricky Stewart. G'day, mate.
G'day, Tony. How are you, mate?
Very, very well, thank you. And you must be feeling good today as well. I think you've got another event. You've got the old boys who are around, and your young boys did the job for them yesterday.
Yeah, no, it was a very timely. We desperately needed a win. There's been a dry month, so it was very timely. And having the old boys having our 40th year reunion, it was a it did end up being a nice event last night, and we got our gala ball tonight.
Hey, Rick, Dave Riccio, can you give us an update on Jared Croker, Charles Nicol-Klokstad, and also big Josh Papali'i, all pulled up with some injury concerns?
Yeah, Josh and Chance will be okay. Chance got a pretty bad cork. Papa's had a little bit of an ongoing knee problem, but he'll be fine. Jared, we've just got to wait on some scans now, Dave, to know exactly the extent of it.
Hey, Stick, I saw at halftime some of the crew lined up there to welcome the boys back on. You know, Croker, Mullins, Hetherington. It's going to be a big couple of days.
What do you mean by that,
the game, in relation to the game, the Earlham experiment, mate. I mean, he's been really good the last couple of weeks. You put him on at 9 last week, and he started again yesterday. And gee, seems to have adapted really well.
He has. We've had Adam at 9. A little bit, just as from a utility point of view, through the pre-season. So he has been doing a little bit of practice there. So it's not all brand new to him. He has played 9 before, so that's also been a benefit for us. And look, it's just been too much of a toll on Tommy Starling having to play the full 80. And with Hodjo out for the season, I'm all trying to look after Tom for the longevity of the season. Than just now, and that's been the plan there. But Adam Elliott has really taken to it very well, and for him to be able to play 50 minutes straight last night was a massive bonus.
Hey, Stick, it's James Graham here. Congratulations on the victory yesterday. I know you've had some difficult results over the past month or so, like you said, but I think Josh Papali'i and Joseph Tarpany have been sensational for you. Just how pleasing was it for those two in particular for you to get in a winning dressing room yesterday evening?
Well, you know what it's like, James, when you go through a rut. From a coaching point of view, mate, you just want to see a little bit of a smile and some happiness on the boys' faces because the effort's been there. And, you know, most of my players, the effort's there every week. And so just when you don't get rewarded for it, when you have some disappointing losses, and it knocks you around mentally. And our energy and effort at our training and our preparation is A+. I can't fault it, and I keep asking for it. But it's just nice to be able to get a little bit of a reward. And yeah, it's only one game, but one game is can just create that little bit of energy and happiness in your squad.
It's not just the squad, is it, Ricky? Because the footy club and that town are so firmly intertwined, aren't they? And I've been there several times, and it's an incredibly important machine, basically the green machine for you. So when there are losses, it's affected not just within the walls of the club, but it spreads out into the city.
We're a one-town team, and you really notice it, Tony, or I do. You really know when you're winning. You can feel the vibe in the community. You know, everybody gets right behind you, and I know it lifts the city. When the Raiders are winning, the whole city's on a high, and you can feel that vibe. You can feel it in the environment, in the air, but you definitely feel it when you're not. And that's what happens when you've got passionate supporters. You know, I understand they're vocal. I understand they're passionate, and I prefer that. When you look back 10, 12 years ago, we'll have 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 people turn up to games. Now, in tough times, we're still getting our 12, 14, 15, 16,000 turn up, and they're right behind the boys. So it's as much as a win for them as it is for the boys.
Ricky, what about Matt Frawley yesterday afternoon? Surprised a few of us with the dummy and the individual brilliant try. Did you see that one coming?
Well, no, Duffy didn't.
Has he been playing well in seconds, or has it been a bit of a process?
No, he has been playing well in the seconds. He's an experienced player for all, and you know, he's always on the cusp. He's on the fringe. I put him into nine this year as well on the back end of our preseason when I knew I was going to need some utility value there. So that's why I've had him and Adam at nine. And then we've needed his experience and his, you know, his kicking game last night. We needed he Frawls is a he's an all-time halfback, old-school halfback, where he plays for the plays for meters. He plays the fractions game, and you know, he's a he'll kick on four if it's the best ruck. He won't wait till the end of the set, and that experience and knowledge is really handy from an education point of view.
Rick, I was looking at some statistics earlier this season when you lost Hodgson. And also Jamal Fogarty in relation to the changes in your spine. I had you in like the top three clubs over the past 3 years to have gone through the most amount of spine changes. Now, that was early this season. I'd have to go back and check more recently. But I'm wondering if you're aware of the carnage that you... Well, clearly you're aware of the carnage you've had in your spine, but what impact that has had, and also the criticism of the Raiders and you personally going through this period... Is that something that people aren't aware of and aren't taking notice of to explain why the Raiders are in have been going through this tough period?
Mate, when you like the criticism is not a concern. It's I don't hear it and don't care. The critics are never the smart ones who look at why. They just look at a result. And you know, when you look deep into our last 12 months, Dave, we haven't had our number one, 9, 7, 6, or one play together. Since Chance got injured last year against Penrith, I think it was around 7 or 8. Since he got injured, we haven't had any cohesion or connection with our number one spine, or actually have the ability to gain that cohesion because of injuries and other circumstances. So it's been a massive knock to our game, and it's hurting us. Hence, I bring in a young halfback in Brad Snyder. I think we had, and I said this last year when everybody was criticising Jack White, and Jack had to play with 5 different fullbacks last season. So it is. You look at any football team, and you can judge and rate them off the back of their 9, 7, 6, and 1. And we unfortunately haven't had any continuity or cohesion there over the last 12 months, and it has been knocking us around. Yes.
All right, Ricky, it's always great to talk to you. Day one is over in terms of the old boys and their celebrations. Who was best on ground?
You can never go past Brett Mullins or Jason Croker.
Hey, Ricky was the happiest fan last night, Kaylee Stewart, because she gets to enjoy Mother's Day because you won a game and there'll be no video tomorrow and etc.
She must have listened to me press conference last night, mate, because I got home. I must have said in the, I don't know, well, I said something like, I don't think anyone understands what it's like when you're in a rut like that. And she got over and said, haven't I been living with you for the last month?
hey, Rick, one other thing. I forgot to ask you. In terms of the bunker, has there been a reaction to what you had to say last week about just using the bunker specifically for, for try decisions rather than elsewhere in play?
Oh, mate, I don't know about reaction. But... You know, I don't like criticising the game. I don't like to be one bagging what we got. But mate, the bunker is not—it's not an attraction for our game at all. And I really think it's upsetting the viewing. I know it's not only just having the bunker there, but getting it wrong is the thing that's really disappointing. But you know, it's probably a conversation to be held privately more so than publicly, but when what happened last week to us cost you 2 points, you know, it's my job to come out and be responsible, you know, to our fans and to our club that something's got to be said.
All right, I'll be there in a couple of hours and we can talk about it. Have enjoyed tonight. I'm glad you enjoyed the win too, Ricky.
Thanks very much, guys. All the best.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.